Who's gonna start it?
I don't know, but it's already started, so it doesn't really matter at this point now, does it?
Alright, I'll start it.
Good morning, everybody. What's going on? My name is... my name is Chris.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
welcome back to another episode of The Morning Ride. I almost forgot the name of this podcast.
Alright, I think I'm gonna start it from here on out. Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam! Welcome to The Morning Ride with Chris and Tate! Alright, that was extra, but we'll, it's better than whatever the fuck you were choking on.
So we're gonna talk about weird dreams today.
That's what we're gonna talk about?
Yeah.
Alright.
You're the one who said, oh, I have a really good idea.
I wrote down a bunch of ideas last night, but,
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know how well this recording is gonna go today, because I just got the car mount that we've been hoping for.
Swag, swag.
My phone is, like, vibrating every time we go over the speed bump, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, it vibrates more in the cup holder.
Yeah, probably. So, I'm not exactly sure how this is gonna sound. Hopefully it sounds alright. Hopefully it sounds even better than it does in Tate's cup holder.
Watch it sound better than the cup holder. It's like, excuse me, what the fuck?
It's like, we wasted our money on it. So, hopefully we have better sounding quality podcasts from here on out.
So now we went from broke to broker.
Basically, yeah. Also, it is like foggy as hell outside right now. It literally looks like that Silent Hill has come and taken over our town.
Is that a game or a movie?
It's both.
Really?
Originally it was a game, but then they made two movies out of it. The first movie was good, but then the second movie was just shite.
Okay, yeah, I never played the game or watched the movie, so...
You should.
I just know...
It's good.
It was one of them. Isn't it like a horror
thing? It's horror.
Yeah, then I'm not playing it. I've literally only played one horror game and only watched one horror movie, and I'm pretty sure that was it. I got a good grasp of the genre. We can safely say I'm not a fan.
I mean, the horror games are pretty good.
Okay, actually, I lied. I played a few horror games, but, like, I'm just not a big fan of horror in general. One of the horror games I played was not, like, great by any means standards. But it was a good meme, so I was like, alright, I'll play it.
I remember playing...
It was Baldi's Basics.
No. I remember playing,
It was actually kind of scary, though, not gonna lie.
Stupid.
Baldi's was like actually kind of scary. Like, if you got okay, so like, you know, I have to get the 7 notebooks and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. So, if you get like the 7 notebooks and then you know, you do the whole entire like, great, you got the 7 notebooks, but now you have to run and it's like run for your life, but really disordered and really like
ear rapey,
and then all of a sudden, like, this boy is moving 2 times faster. And it, like, the whole entire screen is pretty much red, and just like, oh my god, this is actually like, I need to get the fuck out of here. Why did I ever go to this school to learn math?
I remember playing Slendy Tubbies with Scott.
Slendy Tubbies, is that like Slenderman but a Teletubby?
It's exactly what it is, and it was multiplayer too. So,
oh my god, how does that even work?
It worked. I mean, you know the thing at Hamachi.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just worked by that. But it's just that it's a shitty Unity game. So, oh, like, you have that like, classic, like, black, bubbly-looking button UI layout or whatever. And, like, everything was just kind of broken. And basically, you had this, like, AI purple Slendy Tubby that, like, its face was completely distorted. Its, like, eyes were bleeding, and it had, like, black eyes, and it had, like, a... I don't remember what the mouth looked like. But you and your friends, you just play as, like, the regular Teletubbies, and you'd be running around trying to find, what was it, 12 custards or something? And then, yeah, you just have to, like, run away. But the thing is, the Slendy Tubby doesn't make any noise, so you don't know if it gets close to you or not.
Oh, that's
fun. Around. So it was terrifying, in a way.
I can imagine.
And then when you got caught, it would just, like, make this really loud, ear-rapey, like,
yeah,
classic Exorcist scream, and, like, it had the Slendy Tubby's face plastered on your, like, computer screen.
Yeah, yeah. See, the thing is, I don't like horror games specifically for that. I'll play, like, those psychological thrillers that are kind of like that. Like, I know I'm going to sound like an actual weeb here, but it's actually a pretty decent game. Doki Doki Literature Club was really fun. I actually enjoyed that game. It kind of messed with my... It messes with your head, though. But it was good.
Yeah, I like those ones, too. Ones that just purposely throw out jump scares and shit like that because they don't know how to make horror. Those games are just awful.
And those actually scare me, so I'm not playing. So I'm like, okay, I'm probably going to have nightmares from about this for, like, the next week.
I don't know why my phone is just on. There we go.
Okay. Speaking of... What weird dreams have you had? Or nightmares? Or not nightmares?
I don't remember when I had this nightmare. I think I had this nightmare as soon as I came home from Oregon.
Oh, nice.
But,
Were there a bunch of chickens running around with their heads cut off?
No. I was involved in a school shooting.
Oh, fun!
I actually wrote...
Is that really a nightmare, though?
I mean, to me, it kind of was. But, like, I wrote the entire thing down. Because, like, I wanted to... This was when I was attempting lucid dreaming, but, like, I failed. So I have this whole entire thing written down, like, detail for detail.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I have, like, a drawing layout. It's not that long, but, like...
That's really long. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's, like, this page, that page, and then...
Three composition notebook pages long. Jesus Christ.
A little bit, yeah. Well, I guess we could, like, read this, right?
If you want to, like...
I can do some
shorten up.
I can do some storytelling.
Do a story, okay.
Unless if you have a dream that you want to share first.
Nah, it's alright. Here, let me can you get a good old bonfire sound effect going so we can campfire story time.
Well, you have your phone, you could like set up a bonfire and look up on YouTube.
Just
fire
the crackling place. Of like fire sound effects. Story time with Chris.
Alright, everybody, it's time for a little bit of storytelling.
Gather around, kindergartners! We're gonna learn a fun story about school shooting today!
Yeah. Just to clarify, this was a nightmare that I had. If we're talking about dreams right now, I wrote down this nightmare because like I had some plans with my dreams and shit like that, but nothing really worked out.
So you had
out.
Plans to do a school shooting?
No, I had plans to do lucid dreaming.
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
But, yeah, I wrote the story down, and... Nothing really worked out, so I just have this, so this is gonna be an interesting little storytelling. Alright, so here we go. Holy shit. Okay, you know how sometimes your dreams that transform into nightmares tap deep into your own fears? Well, this converted mess of a dream did just that. This took place at school, however the scene is frankly unfamiliar to me, because it's not exactly my school. It was a school dance, and everyone was in the gym. This was the first time in my last year- what?
You were in a school dance in your dream.
Apparently.
I do not see that happening.
Yeah,
therefore, I know this dream is fake. this is a dream, yeah.
I never went to a single dance. This is the first time in my last year of high school that I've been to a dance. My friends weren't here, so I've been idling off to the side, watching everyone have a good time. They danced to indie pop, and a few of my
furries.
And a few of my personal favorite songs played, such as Portugal the Man, Feel It Still. I was even approached by a girl, unrecognizable to me, who offered a dance. But before we could move into the main group, I felt a great sense of danger. That danger instinctual feeling like walking through a street where crime is rampant, and you feel like someone's got a gun pointed at your head. I can't even read my own writing. I turned to the sound of popping, and my heart dropped. Was it gunshots? No. It was a kid with those throwable popper things that you can get at a fireworks store. Since it sounded like gunshots, security hustled us outside. We all heard it outside like a group of clueless animals wondering if there was actual danger. There was. We exited a set of doors on the side of the building. We crowded next to the bus loop until I noticed a group that had separated from the rest of us. They walked out a different set of doors and began pacing towards us. A mix of males and females in their prom formal clothing got closer to reveal handguns and semi-automatics.
Oh my god.
As I watched, the first blonde girl raised her handgun and, still pacing towards us, and unleashed hell. this sentence. Pop, 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 bodies began to drop, and an uproar commenced. I immediately bolted towards the suburbs next to the school, and I looked back at the school, witnessing death left and right. Watching the boys attempt to pick up the girls running raggedly in heels, and seeing the shooter split up to hunt us down. my phone vibrated in my pocket, and I pulled it out to see that it was one of my friends calling me. I don't know if it was Scott or Victor, but they had said, "Yo, dude, are you at the school?" To which I replied, "Yeah, and I'm about to die. Why are you calling me?" "Listen, you have to get away and hide. They're hunting everyone down. There's no law enforcement or anyone that can save you," they said. Everything got darker as clouds rolled in and there were no lights on. The amount of bullets being shot had decreased as the hunters started picking off the wounded. I heard the crunching of grass of kids running it off into the suburb. I looked back at the school and saw the girl who asked me to dance. Wait, hold on. I looked back at the school and saw the girl who asked me to dance, who was now wielding a handgun. I almost said hail gun.
Hail gun?
Several more shots went off, and I decided it was a smarter idea to get away. I ran between the houses in the dark, which just seemed to be a maze, an endless maze of houses. The shots grew closer, and I heard more kids shifting between houses. I tried the doors of the houses, but they were all locked, except for one. I barged into this one-story house, and I was greeted by a group of screaming kids. I can't even fucking read what I wrote. Alright, I hushed them down, and I went to the back of the house to look out the balcony. Darkness. I tried to listen closely for where the hunters were, silencing out the whimpers of the group. "Yo, in here, there's more in there," I heard in the distance. I ran out the back door and hid behind the house. I heard the kids scream, followed by full auto gunfire.
Oh my god, dude.
I know. One of the hunters stuck around the house and found me. Before they could shoot me, I smacked the gun out of their hand and went for a large knife on their belt. I grabbed the knife and stabbed the hunter below the sternum. The hunters inside the house heard the scuffle and moved towards the balcony. I went for the gun in the grass and shot one of the hunters on the balcony, who collapsed. The hunter with the assault rifle fired at me, and I stood clear of the line of sight. They ceased fire and started reloading, and I came back out and fired my remaining bullets, taking out the hunter in the process. Everything was silent until I heard more kids screaming and what sounded like five more assault rifles going off. My alarm clock woke me up after. Sad boys.
Sad boys. Wow.
And then I wrote a reflection. Reflection. I have a fear of being trapped in an active shooter situation, and unfortunately, I don't know if I'll be able to fight back. So yeah, that's my, like, morbid-ass fucking nightmare.
This has been story time with Chris.
Just make a video. Just, like, animated podcast. Yes,
this animated podcast.
Morbid storytelling with Chris.
I'm just imagining, like, this really, like, for an animated podcast, I'm imagining these really, like, this, like, really cartoony-looking boy representing you, just, like, running with his little arms, like, wiggling, like, in, like, that really cartoony way where it's just, like, it's, like, wavelengths going down the arm. Yeah. He's just running, and he's got this weird screaming face.
if we have any friends that are animators, yo, hit us up and animate that. Actually, I might have a friend who could possibly do that. I don't know. I don't think she has experience with animating them. Why does this person just stop? Oh. I
Chris, what the fuck?
It's like one person wants to go in there into the senior place, and then the other person wants to come out of fucking momentum. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have any dreams as detailed as that because I just didn't write them down. But I did have a weird dream, and I it was me skydiving, right? Yeah. It was a Burning City skydiving. So I don't even know if that's actually a thing, because I'm pretty sure, like, if you go city skydiving, you'll, like, impale yourself on a building or something like that. Regardless, we went city skydiving. That was just what it was. So you just literally skydive in the city. So I jumped out of the plane. I was falling. I'm still falling. Then all of a sudden I pull my parachute. It's just not working. So I'm like, oh fuck, okay, this is fine. I can accept this. I keep falling. And all of a sudden we start reaching the I reach the city. So I see the top of the skyscraper. I look down, I'm like, oh, I can barely see, like, the people, you know? Mm-hmm. That, like, I can't see anything on the bottom. So I'm falling past these buildings, just kind of ready to accept death. I didn't even care at this point. I knew it was a dream. So I was like, eh, Okay. But I just kept falling. I never actually hit the ground. Like, all I see is just skyscrapers going by me. Like, if I looked around, all I saw was just buildings. And I just falling past them. But I never actually landed. And so, it just kept going like that at infinitum.
So basically your dream turned into, like, Spy Kids when they fell into the volcano and just never stopped falling.
I barely remember that, but sure. Yeah, I just never stopped falling. Like, if you looked around, it looked like buildings were still, like, zooming by. And if you looked down, it looked, like, very minuscule. You could maybe see a road. But, like, I'm pretty sure I've passed 600 stories. And I know there's not a building that tall. Right? Right?
I mean,
600 stories? That's a lot.
What about that tower in Dubai?
I don't think that's 600 stories.
Probably is.
No, it's not. It's not even possible, I don't think. Right?
I don't know.
No. 600 stories is a lot. That's 600 floors you've got. I don't think that's possible. The Empire State Building, I think, is around 100. I'm not knowledgeable in architecture whatsoever.
Neither am I. I don't know.
Like, just imagine 600 of my house stacked on top of each other. I don't think that's possible.
I don't know, man. We'll just have to look up the tower in Dubai.
Hold on. Look this up on my phone. We looking right now.
We looking.
We lurking.
my lurking.
Look it up.
Oh, okay.
Google.com top hit. All right. Did you seriously just search Google on Google?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
Tower.
No.
Just look up tallest building in the world.
Tallest building in the world in Orlando, in the U.S., New York, New Florida.
In New Florida?
Yes. It is the Burj Khalifa.
He gonna hit the dab like Wiz Khalifa. Oh.
So it's the skyscraper in Dubai.
Yeah.
It's not telling me how many stories it is. Okay, hold on, let me look it up.
Okay.
Fuck.
Wah.
How many stories? Sawtrees, damn it. Stories were the Twin Towers? 104. What? How many stories is the Burj Khalifa?
Hit or miss. I guess they never miss, huh? You gotta, I can't.
It's 163 stories. Yes,
yeah, I told you. There's 600 stories if you like touching the top of the atmosphere. I don't think that would work. Yeah. So, but like, it was just like generic skyscrapers. It was just falling. It's great.
The Eiffel Tower is 3 stories. Here's your phone, Adam.
The Eiffel Tower is 3 stories?
Apparently.
Doubt. Maybe like 3 accessible stories, but I'm pretty sure it's taller than that.
Gonna hit the dabbling with Khalifa. That song is so fucking annoying.
It's really annoying.
Especially the like anime girl that plays in front of it.
Yes, it's retarded.
the one hour version of that TikTok.
No, no, no. I also I had a dream about TikTok too. That was weird. That was fucking weird. I'm pretty sure it was recent too.
Do you remember it?
Yes. It was like it was like this stupid dream. Okay, so it was literally like I don't know why. All of a sudden I thought it'd be a great idea to get a TikTok account. I would never do this. So I don't even know how this thing works. So I'm not even sure if this is accurate or not, but like there, it's kind of like how, like, when you open up Word and you see, like, all those document choices.
Yeah.
It's like, react to these popular videos, and it just has, like, you know, videos that you could react to and shit.
Yeah.
So I clicked on one, and it was like those really stupid ones where it's like, look down below for more cool furry shit. And then it's like, okay, all the furries are gone, guys. I've got a plan. You gotta pass this document down. So I react to it, and as soon as like the quote unquote document got to me, I just ripped it. And then that was the dream. That was literally the dream. Me reacting to a TikTok video. I'm like, okay, this is
This is what our society has come to.
Literally. I don't even know if you call that a nightmare or a dream. We're gonna call it a nightmare because I would never get TikTok.
I'd consider that a nightmare.
Okay, it's a nightmare.
Dude, this fog makes this forest next to us look like literally like a forest that Slenderman would be in. I can just imagine being in there and just see a tall figure just in a black suit, dude. That's scary.
You have issues.
Yeah, I do. Probably because I've seen too much horror stuff.
Says the guy who's literally watched like every
horror movie,
horror movie on Netflix. You've probably seen like all the VHS movies too.
Oh yeah, I definitely have.
Isn't there two of them? Two of the?
There's three of them.
There's three. Okay, I've only I've only heard of two, and I've only watched two.
When I saw the first VHS movie, that movie was fucking scary, dude.
Yeah.
But then like I watched the second one, that was also really pretty scary, and then I saw the third one, and the third one wasn't scary. It was just kind of like, it was kind of like shock. What is it called? Like
shock at all?
Something? Yeah, I don't know. It was just like weird shit was going down, and it wasn't that scary because everything was like, everything was supposed to be like digital, dude. Holy shit, dude! You can't even see the river.
That's scary.
Okay.
Guys, we just found a fucking fog cloud.
Sorry, everybody. I'm just so amazed because we can't, we literally cannot see like 20 feet in front of us because it's so foggy.
Yes.
Actually,
probably a bit more than 20 feet, but
probably like 30 feet. But dude, that is like so
no,
scary.
No, probably a lot more than 30 feet.
That is like scary the way the trees come out of the fog.
We're like probably that. Looking like I can see a football field ahead of us, 100 yards.
Well, when we were on the bridge, you can only see like 20 feet.
Well, yeah, that's because it's the bridge, and the bridge is right over our river, and the river is hot, and the air is cold, therefore it makes...
Therefore, it equals Florida. yeah, the third VHS movie was, like, kind of stupid, because, like, they tried to go, like, hey, we're going into, like, the new digital age, dudes, like... All these like kids and stuff with their new technologies, they're going into like cell phones and stuff. So we're gonna take this ice cream truck full of VHS tapes and we're gonna upload them digitally and make everyone go insane. Basically, that was the premise of the movie. There was this like this haunted ice cream truck that went around the entire city kidnapping this one random woman for no reason. And then they just played VHS tapes on the TVs inside the ice cream van, and somehow they uploaded all those VHS tapes like digitally, and it got spread to everyone's phones, and then everyone went insane and started killing each other. That's basically the premise of VHS 3, and it was kind of stupid.
It sounds like a bad Purge ripoff.
It basically is. I just remember that there was one scene in that movie where, like, this Indian dude makes, like, a time portal, and he goes to, like, not a
Wait,
time
what?
Portal. He makes
what
like
is
a
Sharknado?
He makes
it's like, a, literally nothing is related to the plot.
No, he makes, like, a dimensional portal where he manages to break into another, like, dimension of himself. And
the
other dimension of himself also made a, like, dimensional portal. So they meet each other and they're like, whoa, this is so weird, dude. And they're like, oh, do you have the same wife? And he's like, yeah, that's my wife or whatever. Like, because this dude has, like, a
DC
wife or whatever.
DC multiverse confirmed.
And they agree. They're like, hey, let's switch dimensions, right? And let's meet back here at this certain time. And then they're like, all right, let's do this. And then they both go into their own worlds. But the original dude who made the dimensional portal goes into his, like, other dimensional world or whatever. Yeah. But in this dimensional world, everything is satanic. So, you know, there's, like, blood sacrifices everywhere. There's, like, his wife is with these other, like, random two dudes that are, like, half naked on this couch.
Oh, nice.
And on the TV, there's, like, a crucifixion going on with a lady on fire. And,
fun.
Like, you just hear constant screaming in the background. And this dude's, like, freaking the fuck out. He has no idea what's going on. And he runs outside, and there's like a Nazi Zeppelin flying over with a cross, upside-down cross.
And it
had, like, those really loud speaker phones that you'd hear, like, in Israel or something. Like, you know, whenever they do their chants in the morning, and you just hear them, like, in the distance.
What I'm imagining right now, I don't know if you ever watched, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! As a kid.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but there's this one scene in Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay, don't judge me, but I know this. It's in season 2.
Okay.
I don't know how I know this. And it's like the first 10 episodes of season 2, I think. Anyway, but there's this one scene. It's basically a giant, they're in the giant city.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a flying like I guess blimp that's got like the big corporation or whoever makes the fucking dual discs they play the game on, you know, the little wristbands, and it's like, it's time to duel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that it reminds me, the guy who like is heading the company is making a giant announcement about the whatever duel tournament that's taking a place inside the city. And it's like he's broadcasting it to the whole entire city with like a giant screens to that are like the only thing that can fit his ego on it. he's flying this giant blimp around the city and making the announcement for like 5 minutes. I'm just like, really? Was this really necessary? You could literally just mention that he announced a duel tournament about card games and like the plot would have been fine. You don't need a 5 minute announcement on screen. We know how to play the game already.
Wait, dude, there's like, this parking lot is so empty.
I know. It's because the fog. It's taking people.
Dude, literal Silent Hill is going on. This parking lot, I've never seen this parking lot so empty this like this early.
Also, don't keep in mind it's Thanksgiving break, so people have probably left.
That's right.
Like Victor. And Scott.
Wait, Victor already left?
Yeah. He left for Orlando, my guy. Remember?
Fuck. I don't have a ride in the afternoon.
Yeah, you do. Because I'm not going to rowing.
You're not going to rowing for Monday and Tuesday? But I thought you still went to rowing with your boot.
Yeah, my coach is like, you're useless.
That's very, like, motivational.
Not those exact words, but he's like, you're not, I don't see what you could be doing here, so it might be best if you just go home and do your homework. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right.
So Monday and Tuesday, you're going to be here during 7th period?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well.
Dude, now I just realized that I'm going to be going through every period and there's going to be no one in them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn it, dude. All right, well.
Damn, Daniel. Damn. Thank you guys for listening to our extremely interesting podcast today about whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
Our morbid podcast.
Yes, this is a morbid podcast.
I noticed that we had some new listeners on our podcast.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome. We'll do some, like, introductions later on, or just go back to our previous podcast segments and listen to how we introduce ourselves. We're very loud in our last episode, so be cautious of that. I see Carson pulling in now. He's parking his car. At least Carson's here today. I don't think Scott's gonna be here.
Carson's gonna be here the whole week.
Yeah, but I mean, I see yeah, he's right there. Carson is just smiling at us in a very creepy way.
Fix your parking! We'll figure it out, right? We'll figure it out.
Also, Carson will figure out his parking.
Thank-